Anyways, how should we start?
Oh my God, are we gonna do this again?
Yes, we're going to do this again, right?
Okay.
Hi,
Hi
guys.
guys.
we're not getting better. Should I start? Should you start?
Hi guys. So this is the second episode of our podcast. My name is Waki.
And my name is Michaela, and welcome to We Wonder.
We Wonder.
Guys, we'd like to introduce our second topic for today's episode.
Yes. So the title of our episode today is Watch Under the Lights. Oh, sorry. What's the title again?
Maybe I'll say it myself.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so Waki will share to us the title of today's episode. It's Watch Through Lights or Read Under the Light.
Yes.
That's something, huh?
So what is it about?
Okay, so for tonight's episode, it's gonna be a topic where we'll be sharing thoughts about books and movies. So basically, it's like books versus movies. And of course, Michaela and I, well, we prepared a few topics that we can ponder. I mean subtopics that we can ponder or relate to.
Yes.
Regarding this tonight's episode, Michaela, actually, I've known her that she's really a bibliophile, so she really loves to read, right?
I do. Yes, I do. I actually started working because of books. I wanted to earn money so I can buy books. Actually, up until now, that's still one of my main objectives for earning money, to buy books.
I don't believe you. Well, the most of your money goes to Samgyup.
No?
Yes, you do. No, but kidding aside.
And Tanya's credit card.
And Tanya's credit card, yeah. Hi, Tan.
Hi, Tan.
I hope you'll be able to catch up with us.
Hope you're winning the game.
I know. Well, she really enjoys playing Mobile Legends. So do I. But it's really not... I'm not into it like I was before.
Going back.
What do we have here? Okay. So the first thing that we can discuss... is which is better, reading books or watching movies?
Yeah, that's the question of the century.
I know. Well, personally, I really love watching movies. How about you?
I do enjoy movies. If it's not a film adaptation of the book that I've already read, then that's the time that I will have to, you know, have second thoughts of watching it.
Ah, I see. Well, we have different types of moviegoers. First, is those people who were able to read the book and was adapted to be a movie, right? And second moviegoers are those people who really likes movies, who really loves watching movies. And the third one are those people who watch movies because they were forced by their friends.
I think funny. I'm the third one.
That's funny. I can relate
probably
to the second.
Probably the first and the third.
I like the latter. The latter, latter.
Yeah, the latter, latter.
Yeah. Well, Michaela and I actually have different thoughts about this topic because she really loves reading books. I just don't get the point somehow. I'm so sorry. I know. But I just don't get the point. Reading the book. I know it helps a lot. Well, way back in school, I used to read books because I think it's mandatory. But if you're going to ask me which of these two could I do inside a day, well, I choose watching a movie, of course. Diba? Parang I get this feeling kasi na when I'm with movies, my feelings are more intense. Especially when I've watched a thriller movie or a crime scene. Actually, that's my genre. Ella, Michaela, you should not ask me about what books I've read. you're gonna laugh.
Why? What books have you read?
It's funny, it seems, but I love Bob Ong books.
Ah, Bob Ong. Yeah, Bob Ong is good, but well, I've heard that Bob Ong is good, but to be honest, I've never read one of his works, so sorry, Bob Ong fans. But I heard that he's a really great author, and he published a really amazing book, so
he is.
Kudos.
He is, actually. Yeah. In movies, well, you could ask a ton, but just to give you a heads up, guys, I'm really into horror or thriller, suspense, killings. I don't know, but I'm not a killer, but it's just, you know, overcoming my fear. Uh-huh. it's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so the second is, drum roll.
No, I can't do it. I'll just enter the music here.
No, seriously, second is Advantages of Reading and Watching.
Yeah,
I think you can walk us through with this, Michaela.
Well, I can't say so much about the movies, but when it comes to the advantages of reading books,
yeah,
I feel like it's more detailed, you know, because you're reading through hundreds of pages, and per chapters, and so for someone who likes to read books, being able to read the situation and being able to imagine things inside your head, I feel like it's such a good feeling, you know. And at the same time, for me, honestly, one of the advantages that I personally like for reading books is that my vocabulary really expands. You know, I get to learn a lot of new words and their meanings and stuff like that. So that's basically it. But books really, they really warm my heart. I really love reading books.
The only thing that warms my heart is coffee.
Coffee? Well, I'm not a big I'm not a huge coffee drinker, but I do drink coffee for the sake of drinking coffee. There. So, how about movies? I think the advantages of watching the movie or watching a film adaptation of the book is that if you're someone who doesn't have a big imagination or is really having a hard time imagining what's happening in that situation when you were reading the book, I think, you know, watching the movie is a good way to visualize everything, because sometimes it does happen to me. You know, I really get a hard time imagining, or I'm really having a hard time visualizing how this scene will work or how this will look like in there. So I think for me, that's one of the advantages I have when it comes to movies. How about you, Wacky?
I really don't know if you got into my mind, but really, yeah. Actually, that's the main point why watching is good for me. Well, one advantage is you can visualize it with yourself. Mm-hmm. Guys, just to know me better, well, I'm actually a visual learner. That's why I really like watching movies, or even in classroom or in trainings. I usually sit in front just because I want to focus on the speaker or on the professor. Yeah, that's really me. And for
it's what, really you.
I know, but I think I have to develop my reading skills too, because we're going to discuss also the perils of reading and watching movies. So disadvantages. For watching movies, I think it would make you, or it would make your eyes, your vision's not getting clear, or it's getting blurred at some point.
Yeah.
If you binge watch for a couple of movies or series, I think it would make your eyes experience fatigue. which is really not good. So, yeah. Just a tip, guys. If you're really binge watching, I think just after a few minutes or every after 30 minutes, you could look away at least 10 feet away from wherever you're seeing the movie, just to make your eyes relax, right?
Yes. Well, that's good.
I think, Michaela, that's also applicable to reading books.
Yeah. You know, it has a lot of words, and it's all, you know, you're reading in a book, and all of the words are all mixed up inside the page. So sometimes there are times where I would actually skip paragraphs unconsciously because of, you know, I mean, eyes are just getting tired. And yeah, so sometimes I would get confused to what happened. You know, I'm not really getting what's going on at that time. But then I would realize that, oh, I must have skipped at least a paragraph or a sentence because my eyes were really tired. So there.
Correct. I thought you were just a selective reader.
No, I'm not a selective reader. You should always read the whole thing because the little things, it always matter there.
Exactly.
So, well, aside from that, I think for me, one of the disadvantages for movies is that if you were able to read the book and it was already adapted or it already became a movie, there are times, no, 100%, movies will not include everything that was on the book. They will make changes. They will make changes. And I think that's one of the things that frustrates me more. But I can totally understand because they cannot fit the whole a book inside a two-hour movie. A girl can dream, right? A girl can dream.
Correct. Oh, wait. Okay. Can we just use the bathroom for a moment? It's really bad. I mean, I'm having a tummy ache. So guys, be with me in the bathroom.
Thank you.
My tummy aches, really. I think you should not listen to the next parts of you know, my CR drama. It's really bad.
I'm almost finished, by the way.
Yes.
Sorry. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
No, you should be singing the whole thing, not the short version.
No, I'm pertaining to the bidet, so happy bidet.
Okay. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to me.
That is so bad as it sounds. I'm finished.
Yay!
What an achievement.
Alas dos, Imeja. Hello.
Hi.
That was my grandmother.
Hi, Lola.
Did you hear the whole
conversation? The CR, the door.
Yeah, I told her not, you know, I told her not to close it because if you're outside and nobody's inside, it's locked, so nobody would be able to use it.
It's locked from the outside?
No. Yeah.
From the inside?
From the outside. Okay, so let's pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
Now, after the CR drama, well, next point is Michaela and I are going to suggest which or those books that were adapted to movie.
Or a TV series.
Or a TV series, so that's it. Okay, well, we have here Nerve. Do you know this?
Sorry, I was just remembering a conversation earlier about Nerve. So, Rocky was like asking me, do you remember that movie, read the book? And I was like, no, I can't remember. And blah, and blah. And he was like, oh my god, alam ko na, Nerve. So I go, huh? Nerve? No, I don't know. It was like so confusing. He kept on insisting that I told him that I already read the book of Nerve.
She did.
I didn't.
Well,
so anyways, sorry.
It's this is a good movie. This is one of my favorites. This is
starred by Emma Roberts and Dave Franco.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, I like these two. True. It was released way back to 2016. And just to give you a heads up, guys, this is it's a techno thriller adventure. So it's a really good movie. Yeah. If you're into neon lights like me, I really a fan of neon lights. So this is a good movie to watch. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe a good book to read because I wasn't able to read it.
Mm-hmm. Me too, same. So I'll probably read the book.
Sure.
Second I have is 13 Reasons Why. And the novel is by Jay Asher. And he released the novel in 2007. So it's been a long time. Really long time. How old were you in 2007, Lucky?
Oh, I think 2007. I think I'm 13, yeah. 13 or 12 years old.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so 13 Reasons Why. It's a really good book. I'm quick disclaimer. The book is kind of triggering for those of you who know, suffer a little bit. So just be careful about it. And it was actually adapted into a series by Netflix in 2017.
Yeah, actually it was first aired 31st of March 2017.
I actually like the series, just the first season. And I didn't actually watch the second and the third season because for me, how the series ended was good enough for me because it's actually how the book also ended. So there.
Well, same.
I like it.
Same goes for me. You know, I did not watch the second season or the following seasons because of one reason only. This series, actually, I got depressed, really. So I don't think I can continue watching it.
Yeah. And I've heard from my sister that the second and third season is really, I don't know, for some reason it's really heartbreaking.
Oh.
Yeah. There. So that's 13 Reasons Why. But I really recommend that you guys read the book. I really do. Because I've read the book like 4 times now and it's still really good. So yeah.
Okay, so it's really a good one. And moving on. On third spot, well, we got here Mean Girls. Yeah, that's Tanya, you, and me. You know, but Tanya's the meanest.
True.
Well, this movie, it was aired, I'm not sure when, but way back 2004. And this is a comedy movie. Well, this is starred by Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McFlurry.
Rachel McAdams. Are you hungry?
Rachel McAdams, and of course Tina Fey. She's a really a good comedian.
Yeah.
Now, also, just to be clear with you guys, I haven't read yet the book of Mean Girls. But movie,
yeah, me too.
Movie is a must see.
Yes, just the first one.
Yeah, of course, it's original.
Sorry, I mean I didn't mean to bash the second movie, but I don't know. I just didn't like it for some reason. So just watch the first movie.
You're right. Well, Ella would be able to walk us through to the fourth, which is
what's the fourth one?
Harry Potter.
Oh, God. Where do I even start?
You know, it has how many books? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, so we have the Sorcerer's Stone. We have Chamber of Secrets. We have Prisoner of Azkaban. Mm-hmm. We have Goblet of Fire. Order of the Phoenix. Half-Blood Prince. And then Deathly Hallows. So, there.
Correct. Well, the 8th one, I think, this is a special rehearsal edition script. It's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Well, have you watched the series? The whole series?
Not whole, but I guess part of it. I was able to watch until Goblet of Fire. I'm sorry, Harry Potter fans.
Yeah. I actually really like, out of the movies and the books that I've read for the Harry Potter, I personally like A Goblet of Fire and Chamber of Secrets. I don't know why.
Really?
So, or maybe because of the games for Love of the Fires. But I've read the books. I've watched the movies. It's really good. I don't think a single person in this world doesn't know who Harry Potter is or what Harry Potter is. So,
correct.
There you go.
Well, all right. Moving forward, we got here a Divergent series. So we got, I think they've got three now. Well, first is Divergent that was released in 2014. This is the movies, guys. Next is The Insurgent, it released the following year. And
Allegiant.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm learning. Allegiant.
Yeah.
Allegiant was released on 2016.
You know what, though? Just to share, I've actually finished reading the books way back in college, but up until now, the only movie that I've watched was the first one, and I've never watched the second and the third installment of the movie. For some reason, I just didn't bother watching it. I don't know why.
You know why?
But the first movie was good. Why?
Because the first is always good. The first, you know, the prequel, that's really good. I know. That's why I like the Ang Tanging Ina. I like it.
right. So, if you guys are into dystopian kind of genre, that's actually my top favorite genre of all time, dystopian. So, I read a lot of dystopian books, Divergent.
That's a really good one. Well, we got here. It's actually, can you guess, guys, what's the next one? Well, just to give you
a clue.
Yeah, of course. It's a novel by Nicholas Sparks.
Well, that's a lot.
This is a good one, and starring Mandy Moore.
Because Mandy Moore only starred in one Nicholas movie. So everyone would get it.
Do you know, guys, what the movie is?
me. I want to guess.
Sure, go ahead.
Is it Princess Diaries?
No.
Because Mandy Moore was in Princess Diaries.
It's a walk to Luneta Park, Ella. My God.
Oh, walk to Luneta Park. I've only done it once.
Really? A walk to remember?
No, I walked to Luneta Park.
So, guys, again, it's a novel that was adapted to a movie. The novel was released way back October of year 1999. So I was like, how old I was back then?
I was 2.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh my. I mean,
why? How old were you?
I'm like 6 years old. Oh my god. But the movie, well, movie was starred by Mandy Moore, and of course the lead man or her love interest is Shane West. Well, of course we got really best. I don't know how to describe it, but it's really a good tandem between Jamie and Landon, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is really a good one.
And I think one of the reasons why I'm not really into a lot of romantic or love stories is because A Walk to Remember set the boundaries for that. So yeah. So my go-to love story or romantic movie would have to be A Walk to Remember. But I've actually never read any Nicholas Sparks novel. So
you see, guys, we just based this on the books that has been adapted to the movie. Can I get an amen there?
So what's amen?
Sure. Well, next one. This is funny because it's also a novel by Nicholas Sparks.
What is that? What's that?
Do you want me to tell you the cast?
Sure.
No, did so much for that. Well, this movie was released way back May of 2010, and it's one of the best summer romance, or should I say summer flings, I've ever watched, because you know, Nicholas Sparks produced really good summer flings, novel or movies. Well, this movie, can you guess it?
It's The Last Song.
How are you able to guess it? My God.
I don't know, because it's the only Nicholas Sparks movie that got that was released in 2010.
Well, yeah, they have a featured song, of course, by the Bida,
the one and only.
Yeah,
Miley Cyrus.
And she sang "When I Look at You Here."
Yeah, I love that song.
Correct. I also love her at Hannah Montana.
Yeah,
of course.
And this is where Miley Cyrus met Liam Hemsworth, but unfortunately, they divorced.
Aww. I thought you were going to say Miley met Taylor Swift.
No.
No. Crazier.
Oh, I like that. That's for the Hannah Montana, the movie.
Yeah, it's the one. I really like it. I watch it a lot.
But anyways, The Last Song is a really good movie for those who likes to watch about, you know, romance that suddenly developed during summer and all that. Or about a girl who's really stubborn. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Just kidding.
Didn't mean to.
Next one? Do you want to know what's the next one?
Is it another Nicholas Sparks movie?
You bet it right.
Yeah.
So this one, guys, well, okay, I'll give you a clue, okay, for this one. I'm not sure if this is going to be an easy one, but their names in the movies are Logan and Beth. It's really
for all the Nicholas Sparks fans out there. I'm pretty sure you know.
Correct, and it's really a good movie. You see, even the character names, they're rhyming. It's Beth Logan, right?
But anyways, so we have the lucky ones.
Beth Logan.
Ewan ko sa'yo, hindi ko na nga pinansin eh.
I hate it.
Hindi ko na nga pinansin.
Okay, guys.
Anyways, going back. So, we have Beth and Logan.
Okay, so we have Beth and Logan. So, just to give you a plot on the story. It's just a quick plot. So, It's like the lucky one is a. It's not like a plot. It's a no more of the story. Okay, so after returning from the Iraq War, a lonely and dejected Marine tries to track down a woman who believed was his lucky charm. So that's it. And for you to know, guys, of course, you got your Netflix. I trust you with that.
Is it available on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I really love that movie. The lucky one. For some reason, it made me believe that there is destiny and fate really exists in this world. You know, out of all the things that happened, out of all the bad things that happened to him, he still believed that the picture of the girl was his lucky charm. And he was able to survive, you know, having that kind of mindset. Oh, we just lost Wacky. Wacky, anytime now. A beautiful melody.
Hello.
No, it's so long. Where have you been?
I got disconnected. Well, yeah, what I did actually, I checked the Netflix and the call dropped.
So. Just to confirm if the movie was in Netflix.
Of course. Well, guys, to tell you now, yes, there is. So it's available on Netflix.
So, while you were away, I was actually explaining the reason why I like the movie.
All right. Well, we got a bonus, right? Actually, those are just the movies and the TV series that we've came up with. But just a suggestion, guys. I know Michaela would hate me for this, but
I'm sorry, guys. Wacky just got disconnected again. Wacky, wacky, wacky.
Okay, guys. So I'm. Hi, guys. Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Okay. Go. What were you saying? I was gonna hate you, yeah, right?
You know, Michaela would hate me for this, but I would suggest if you're going to watch the series. Well, these series actually follows the lives of four teenage girls. So, do you got a clue there? Do you get a clue?
Yeah, it's Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, I know your sister likes it too.
Yeah, my sister likes it. He's been recommending Pretty Little Liars for quite a while now. And honestly, I don't know, I'm just not really into the series. I've heard that it's really good because my sister and my tita and tita actually likes the series. That's the reason why my sister got hooked, but for some reason I didn't. So there. At the time, Vampire Diaries and Supernatural were still on.
Correct. So, well, I agree with you, but you know, I also got hooked with BLL, and you know, of course, you've known so much about me and my favorite genre. Well, it matches here. It's a teen drama, crime fiction, and mystery. Mm-hmm. So I really like this. So. Also, there are the four girls. Well, Ella, how do you know these girls?
Yeah, I know them.
Okay, well, we can ask Michaela if she can tell us the name of a one girl that she admire most.
What? Sorry, I got confused. I thought you were just asking if I know the girls, but...
Are you?
No, I mean, I know Allison, right? She was the... dead girl.
The dead girl.
Was she the dead girl?
She's.
Was she the dead girl?
Yeah, she's not actually dead.
Yeah, I know. I know she's not dead, but she was, you know, the whole reason for the whole lying thing,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, it's Tasha Peters, but goes by the name Allison De Laurentiis.
Yeah. So I also know Lucy Hale, but I don't know their character's name, but Shay Mitchell. Is it Shay Mitchell?
Yeah, Shay Mitchell.
And Ashley Benson. And I don't know the fourth one, actually.
It's
sorry.
It's Troy and Belisario. That's Spencer, the smart one. I think that's you.
Ooh. All right. I remember Spencer, the girl who wears glasses, right?
Yeah.
Was she wearing glasses?
She in some episodes, yes. She did. She did wear.
Okay.
Well, for me personally, my favorite of the girls, well... Actually, I can't pick because they're all good. Well, I first started like Arya, so that's Lucy Hale. I really like her. Next.
She's the one who has a relationship with the professor, right?
Yeah, but I didn't like her for that reason. But I just like her. Okay, but so much for that, guys. I know you've heard so much from us. For suggested good books that were adapted into a movie or a series. We would like to know more, or we'd like to ask a few suggestions on... Is it like a suggestion, or would like to know a feedback, I guess?
We'd like to know your thoughts.
Yeah,
we'd like to know your thoughts about which one is better. Do you prefer to read the book, or do you prefer watching the movie? Because I think the whole conclusion of this talk is that for the both of us, whichever is good, or whichever is more convenient for us, we'll go for that. So, there. But at the same time, still a huge bookworm, and Wacky is still a huge fan of movies. So there. So if you have any suggestions, or we want to know about your thoughts, just let us know. And how can they do that, Wacky?
Well, they can tweet about us. It's our Twitter handle is at WeWonderPod. So that's WeWanderPod. You can always tweet us with your thoughts about this tonight's episode, and of course we'll tell you how we answer on the next episode. And guys, please tune in for the next episode because it's somehow related to this one.
It's also kind of related to our situation as of the moment, since Philippines or Luzon is currently on lockdown.
Exactly. So guys, that's it for today or for tonight. Well, I hope you're safe because, you know, it's really been a rough time for everyone and in our planet because of the COVID-19. I hope, guys, you're washing your hands.
Drinking lots of vitamins.
I know.
Water.
And drink your water. So everyone really deserves a good break after this ECQ and after this COVID-19 drama. We'll all get through it.
We will.
And guys, once again, thank you very much for tuning in for tonight's show.
Thank you for listening.
I know. We've got a few followers.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that consists of you and me for now. Personally, I'd like to know if you guys are liking our show or our podcast. And if you have any other suggestions that you can make for the topics, please let us know through our Twitter. So again, it's Twitter name @WeWonder. Tweet us, you know where to. And we'll be happy to assist. Assist?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Well,
that's just about it for tonight, guys. Really, again, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, thank you for listening and for you know, staying with us for the second episode of We Wonder. Again, this is Michaela
and Wacky,
and have a great night. Bye
bye.